The investigation reveals that more than one-third of China's county-level health centers and more than 40% of village clinics are unable to provide any TCM services. Among the village clinics that do provide TCM treatment, most of their doctors do not have the necessary qualifications to practice it. Yu Wenming is vice director of the State Administration of Traditional Chinese Medicine, the state TCM regulator that carried out the investigation.
Our TCM service network is far from mature, which extremely lacks qualified and well-trained practitioners and cannot meet the needs of the people.
The report, based on the investigation, predicts that China will need more than 500,000 TCM practitioners nationwide in the next 5 years, while on the other hand, more than 50,000 TCM practitioners in Europe lost their jobs following a ban on sales of such medicines in the EU in May. Not a single Chinese pharmaceutical company has managed to become registered in the EU in the past 7 years. China's Chamber of Commerce of Medicines blames this on the high registration fee, which can be as high as 1 million yuan for each medicine or type of treatment. In an effort to increase their recognition, TCM hospitals and clinics are combining traditional treatment methods with new technologies. One female patient says this is a good idea. From 2007 to 2009, the number of TCM diagnoses and treatment facilities more than doubled. More than 500 Chinese manufacturing companies are now exploiting this market. But the investigation also found that some TCM hospitals and clinics often do not provide TCM services at all. Yu Wenming says the situation is not encouraging.
We are tightening the supervision over TCM clinics to check whether they are actually performing TCM services. Our investigation has found that it is because non-TCM services can generate more profit. I think increasing subsidies to TCM practitioners can change this situation.
He also says stricter supervision does not mean that a regulator will automatically reject innovations in TCM technologies. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.